This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes to 6, Tuesday morning. Day 2 without Sarah, as I spoke with her via text a little bit yesterday afternoon. And
is she doing any better?
She sent a picture of the eye again, and oh, boy.
You tell me if this is any better.
How was it?
Well, you know, I've known Sarah a long time and love her a lot, but boy, that is hitty. I mean, hitty. Like, oof.
Yikes.
I even said to her, I'm like, she goes, you can't believe how bad it is. And I go, come on, it's me. I love you. You don't have to worry about me. And she goes, even you have limits, Vin. And then she sent the picture, and I was like, oh! I don't know if she's getting sleep either. Like, she's got, like, rings under her eyes. Like, I don't know what's going on. Or maybe she's, oof. Anyway, I think she flies home today and maybe in tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. I don't know if she's going to be able to make it in. She can't drive.
She can't read.
She can't read.
Well, she's got another eye.
Yeah. You guys.
Oh, my
please.
God.
Got another eye.
He's right.
No. I mean, if anything, she could sit here.
It's true, but it's wrong.
In someone's spot. She could sit in the guest spot and just listen to us, and she could add her two cents to all the stuff.
Well, she can take the whole week off. I'm not saying she can't, but she's got another eye. I mean, the whole I can't see thing, she can see.
But it really messes you up.
I agree.
And
but hey, frankly, I didn't send it, but I was like, listen, ask Yuzette how to drive without eyesight. She does it every day.
Shut up. Don't say that.
I didn't say it. That's what I mean.
How rude. You're a dick. God, no wonder your mom hates you.
Oh, my mom doesn't hate me.
Oh, okay.
We're starting off right today. Yuzette's head was already hot this morning.
It's hot right now, too.
Why? Well, we could tell.
Oh, you started this. I'll finish it.
Why is your head hot?
Oh, you know, just because I'm old, dusty.
Well, hey, everyone. I posted a picture on my personal Instagram. It's a picture that popped up on my Facebook. It's a memory from 5 years ago of me and Vinny and Christina.
Oh.
And
I
just
see that.
The timing of it is just, I don't know, serendipitous, kind of cool.
So it was before Isla?
Well, take a look.
Uh-oh, was she showing something?
Well, Vin,
I don't see it.
Oh, yeah, she's showing.
Do you remember this
it
moment?
It was at the Hurry Up, Vin.
I don't, it's not
go to
possible.
My page, Human TV, H-O-O-M-A-N TV. Do you see it?
No, I don't see it. So it's a pregnant pic.
Look.
When you guys were at the race.
Oh, okay. Hey, boy, that's you and Tom.
Yeah.
What happened to Tom?
So Tom moved to L.A.
He did?
Yeah, he... So his Swirl got bought by another company, a Japanese company. I think they're called Dentsu. And they've got, like, I don't know, so many different branding and marketing agencies underneath them. They're a huge company. And Tom was, he'd always kind of been chomping at the bit to move down to L.A., and he has a stepson, and that stepson had a kid, and then he said, his wife said, let's move close to the stepson because he has a kid now, and Tom jumped at the opportunity, and now he does a bunch of stuff with, like, Ridley Scott. And
oh, wow.
So he sold the company and was able to wash his hands of it completely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you sell a company, you have to stay for at least 4 years. So he's got to stay, but so he can work in a different
from wherever.
Yeah. No, a different department in that company.
Oh.
So he doesn't have to be with Swirl. He can be with, I think it's called Story Lab. He's with a company called Story Lab now.
Wow. That's the American dream, though, right there. Build a company in, what did he do it in, 5 years?
Oh, yeah, 5, 7 years.
Five, 7 years,
like,
and
yeah.
then tap out. Yeah. Sold.
Yeah.
Millionaire. Bye, everybody.
Exactly.
That's what Dan did, didn't he? Well, I shouldn't even. Danielle.
Danielle.
Oh, Dan, yeah.
Onboard Entertainment.
Hirsch, right, yeah.
He built that thing up from nothing.
Yep.
And then someone came in and said, we'll take that for all the money.
I want that.
And he's doing that. Are you putting your stuff over there?
Yeah, Brent? Yeah, I'm trying this out today.
Oh, shoot.
What's he doing?
He's just
putting transferring his computer
stuff.
Sounds over by the main board so he doesn't have to run back and forth.
This seems risky, Bryn.
It is risky.
Don't force it.
It's a chance I'm willing to take.
Oh, all it is? Right,
and Bryn. Today is kind of a heavy music segment.
It really is.
A couple of them, too, so.
Yeah.
It'll
anyway,
be fun.
Sorry I sidetracked us with Tom there, but yes, the baby, the first baby's there in that picture, and yesterday we were at the doctor for a second baby appointment.
Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It was fine. She's healthy and it's all good, but so they were talking about how to inspire early birth, or what do they call that?
Induce.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm into that. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Of course, I have nothing to do with any of this. So
they got to strip the membrane.
They do something to it. There's like a.
I don't know what that means.
No, well, that's there is something. There's a hand motion. I saw the hand motion, and I assume it's actually something done inside a person. But I left the room with
that
the
sounds
kid.
R-rated.
It does. I know. So
does.
That's we left. I'm like, we'll go outside. You guys. So they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So
they did it?
They did it. So best case scenario, the kid comes within 48 hours.
Oh, my God.
Worst case is, well, there's many. That's ridiculous thing to say, worst case. But the other possibility is they do it again next appointment in a week. And they can do that like each appointment leading up.
Because it just builds back up?
They say it's like a nudge. And this nudge can only do that. Mm-hmm. It might bring it on. It might not.
Did they say anything, you know, those other things we hear about having sex or pizza? Or
they put you guys in the other
exercise.
Room. You bang the hell out of her and then roll her right in. How'd that work?
No, they didn't. They don't have a sex room at the doctor's office.
Oh,
so that didn't happen. Okay. No,
not for patients anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, that's you know, it's funny. The last time that it wasn't that long ago, but the last time that happened, it had been a minute, and we never even got to that part. Mm. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Australian wise, and I was like, oh, stay there for one more set. I'm done. Sorry. I am so sorry, but I know that we were supposed to do it to hopefully bring about an early delivery, but.
So
I guess my point is I don't think that brings about early delivery.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you.
Australia.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
The natural ways of inducing labor.
Go on.
So as Yuzette said, sex is. A top of the list.
Not the one I just described, though. I think you actually have to.
The next one is, this is weird. I don't know if you want to do this today, but it's nip stimulation.
Oh.
You want to do that today? Or?
You know, I don't mind doing that, but that's, everybody's got different attitudes about that. And sometimes that can be sensitive, and I've certainly been, you know, there's some pushback if the timing's not right.
Uh-huh. And
other times it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And other times it's like, punch. Ow! What the?
Yeah. What the
Sorry.
Heck?
Sorry. It was just a reaction.
You kept saying harder. The next one is membrane stripping. So I just read what this is. I think this is what they were about to do yesterday. The doctor puts a glove on. And he removes the sac from the cervix.
It was a hand gesture for sure.
Mm-hmm.
and it was definitely internal, but I wasn't there to see it. But there was this motion she kept making as she talked to us about it, and then I just was like, well, why are we still here? Like, let's do this. I'm going to go outside. Let's get it done. Sounds great.
And then what happened?
Then we went and ate some dinner. I went to bed. I mean, there you go.
So with dinner, one of the things that they say is spicy foods.
Mm-hmm.
So she's Latina. Does she like spicy foods?
She does, yeah.
All right.
So we'll do that tonight. In
Sriracha
fact,
or something.
Maybe we'll do some tacos or something where you can just pour hot sauce all over it.
Right. Was Isla...
couple days early.
Okay.
Couple days early.
When's this kid due again?
The 20th. So we're still way early. But I would love for that to be the case. Early is good.
Mm-hmm.
Summer, man. Oof. Oh, you want to trip out on something? How often do you guys drive? Oh, well, Hooman probably does it all the time. Bryn probably does it all the time. How often do you drive out to the beach OB area?
Oh, me, not that much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty
on Thursday,
rare. I can't remember last time I was out there. Last year, Outside Lands.
On Thursday, I left out Beachway, and it's winter out there. It was wonderful. Like, you know how it's 90-something, 100 everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Go out the Beachway. It's pouring over the hills off the beach. Just the fog and the freezing, and everyone's in parkas. I was like, oh, it's heaven. And as soon as you get south far enough, it's back to 90.
Yeah.
But man,
well, they're saying 60s along the coast, 70s to 80s Bayside, and then inland 90s.
Yeah, you forget though that pocket is experiencing winter.
Yeah.
Until you go out there and go, oh yeah, yeah, it's always cold out here. That's pretty cool.
Do you ever surf in the fog?
Absolutely. So anyway, I know we've got a little break in the temperatures. I think this week, it looks like yesterday was the last rough day in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
It was warm in Redwood Shores, where I live. It was probably lower 80s, upper 70s.
Oh, that's not too bad,
It's not too bad, but it's hard to sleep when it's warm outside.
Yeah. So I think we're getting a break the rest of the week, but I'll bring you, I'll try and do some weather or whatever.
Yeah, it was too hard for me to paint yesterday. I still did it, but I was like just sweating. And
oh, it was hot where you are too?
Super hot in Millbrae. I was like dying out there. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't fun. Stupid paint.
Did you mess up the paint
no,
with your sweat?
It was fine. Painted my baseboards and tacked them in.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So what room is this?
This is the room I used to sleep. Remember I told you I have a king-size bed of my own? And Anita sleeps with the baby.
Yeah.
That's the king size room. That
so this is the guest bedroom that...
Yes, that I sleep in. And there's a baby room, but that's like full of like miscellaneous. Like I put my computer in there and she's like, it's no longer a baby room anymore. Like the baby doesn't even use it. The baby sleeps with you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So the baby's full time in her room.
Mm-hmm.
You're in another room.
Yes.
Is that the guest bedroom or you just have your own room?
It's the guest bedroom. Well, no, it's kind of like my room. Anita calls it the bachelor pad. You're going to the bachelor pad again? Over the weekend, she goes, hey, let's all sleep together. It's Saturday. You know, you have no schedule. I'm like, sure. I go in there to sleep, and then an hour later, she's like, wake up. You're snoring. Get out. I'm like, this is why we sleep.
Hat?
Where is your hat?
Oh, my God.
I don't blame her. You know, I couldn't sleep with a snorer either.
No,
I'd
it's
hate
horrible.
It. And I know I snore pretty loud, so.
Yeah.
You do?
I think so. I mean, I don't really know for sure.
You
but
can't
I,
roll
I've been
over?
Told, She nudges me. I mean, I'm sure she tries it a few times before she actually slaps me in my head and says, hey. So she gives me a couple nudges, and I think I stop, and then I continue.
Yeah, rolling over does help, but only for a small amount of time before you turn back.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean.
So you went to the bachelor pad.
I did, yes. Well, now, I mean. Down the hall, yeah.
Right.
Well, it's great.
Does Toddy sleep in the room with you guys too?
Toddy sleeps everywhere.
Oh,
he has his own bed, but he likes to sleep next to Anita and the baby a lot. It's funny. He just like,
that's good.
So you're all alone.
I am. Yeah,
the three of them and you.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes that's how that goes.
It's a great thing, you know. The key to a happy marriage, right?
Yes. Two separate bedrooms.
There's definitely stuff that goes down between mom and kid that leaves dad standing there sometimes like, well, I guess I'm over here.
Yeah.
Hands in pockets, just walk away.
It's the easier way to do it.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, we're ready to get started. We're late, actually. I don't know how we did that. Nice. But do we need... No, the 12K a day starts next hour, so be ready for money. We got some tickets to stuff and more. Let's begin with some music.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.